This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Brought to you by Bayer. I'm Mark Magnuson. The cattle inventory in the United States remains low, with producers still asking the question, when will it be time to rebuild the herd? We will hear more from Mark Johnson of Oklahoma State University next.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
Mark Johnson, the Extension Beef Cattle Breeding Specialist for Oklahoma State University, says that there are signs that the cattle industry needs to begin rebuilding its herd size soon. He says that means selecting the right replacement females.
I think we know we have the right set when our heifers breed up quick and they end up calving early in that following calving season, and they end up raising calves that are good and they fit our production environment, and they continue to do that year after year.
The market has been sending rebuilding signals for a while now, and Johnson says cattle producers are beginning to take note.
Well, we are at a point, and I'm starting to see some headlines as I read emails and magazines, that we are in need of replacement heifers in this industry. And of course, we're at a historical point in our cattle cycle, low inventory, extremely good prices, and it's helped a lot of us pay down bills. And yet we're at a point where our cow inventory is going to age out if we don't begin to keep more replacement heifers back, and we anticipate that's going to happen. Typically when that happens is when we see the market highs for the cycle. And so at weaning or as yearlings, we begin to hold back more heifers to become cows. It's probably going to help prices even more.
He adds that there are tools available to help producers pick the correct replacement females.
When I talk about all the tools that we have available to us now, I still think there's value in looking at the heifers. The heifers that have got a wider, deeper build, the ones that have got a structural base that we know is going to contribute to longevity. But just knowing that the EPDs or the genetic values on the sires of those heifers, we're at a point in time where that has value.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.